County Lines is WYSO's series about small towns and rural communities of the Miami Valley. This year, we're bringing you the voices of women living and working in the rural parts of Southwest Ohio. Before the coronavirus pandemic, producer Renee Wild met with faculty and students at Wilmington College in Clinton County and heard their ideas about rural life and the prospects for a career in agriculture. Here's Renee with the final story in our series.
Erin Copeland is a senior at Wilmington College. She's graduating this spring with a degree in agricultural communications, and Erin is torn between two job offers, one in a rural community like the one she grew up in, and one in an urban area. In this interview with her professor, Corey Cockrell, Erin weighs the pros and cons of her decision in Corey's office at the Robinson Communications Center on Wilmington campus. The acoustics in the building cause voices to travel, so you may hear some chatter in the background.
This is Corey Cockrell. I am an associate professor of communication arts and agriculture at Wilmington College in Wilmington, Ohio.
And I am Erin Copeland, a senior studying agricultural communication with a minor in sustainability, originally from Bucyrus, Ohio. I technically live outside the village of Nevada, Ohio, which is incredibly rural. I'm surrounded on all four sides by corn and soybean fields with U.S. State Route 30 running through my front yard.
So my husband is from New Petersburg, Ohio, which has about a dozen houses in it and no other landmarks, no shop, no store, no, you know, grocery or gas station. It's just 12 houses. So is that like Nevada?
So Nevada is a little bit larger. We used to have one stoplight, but that went away a few years ago. There is a seed company that is right along the railroad, and we have a drive-through where you can stop and get something to drink on your way to school in the mornings. But aside from that, the occasional pizza place will be in there for a few months, and then it'll have to leave. But that's really all we have. And then probably two or three blocks of houses. But the most convenient part about being where I'm from is that Toledo is an hour and a half away. Findlay is 45 minutes away, and Columbus is an hour away. So even though I'm from a rural part of the state, everything that I could ever possibly need is within an hour's reach.
My friend Lucy and I were talking about this book by Robert Putnam called Bowling Alone, and it's really about the loss of community as technology enters our lives and as more people move to urban areas and we're disconnected from each other. Even the title of the book is about the loss of, like, bowling leagues and bridge clubs and Kiwanis clubs and Lions clubs. And so he says that that's going to affect our sense of community and in turn or ultimately affect social capital. Because it would seem like, because there are so few people living in places like Nevada, that social capital would be low.
We don't have a bowling alley. We don't have a place to go eat in Nevada. But you know your neighbors, and your neighbors aren't just the people that live next to you on either side. Your neighbors are the people down the whole street. Your neighbors are the people who live two blocks away, and you know everyone by name because those are the people that you grew up with. And so those are the people that you can lean on in tough times. And I think that's a more important sense of community. It's a stronger community, even if we don't have a club.
You received two job opportunities, and one is in a rural community and one is in an urban community. What is on your pros and cons list? I know you make lists.
For me, the sense of home, rural communities, even ones that I didn't find myself growing up in, feel very homey and welcoming. That's a huge part of I want to live somewhere where I feel comfortable and welcome, and I think that rural communities offer that. One thing that rural communities sometimes lack is an appreciation for art and different types of culture, and that's something that a lot of urban areas have. And I love learning more about history and art and culture, so that's something else that really draws me to urban areas. The cons of urban areas is the hustle and bustle. It never stops. And I think that you need to be able to stop and recharge. And that can be hard when things are open 24 hours or you're going nonstop. Also, it's loud. I guess you eventually get used to it, but that doesn't sound appealing to me.
Right? The quiet of Nevada, Ohio, yes, might call you back. Okay, well, that ends our interview. Thanks, Erin.
That was Wilmington College professor Corey Cockrell and senior Erin Copeland. I'm Renee Wild, the producer of County Lines, WYSO series that gives voice to our rural communities. This story was produced in conjunction with the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.
County Lines is made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities.